Yes, oh yes. Have you ever attempted suicide? Well, yes, a couple of times. But, you know, they got me to the hospital soon enough. And I mean, you folks, let me tell you, this is more prevalent than you can know. Well, then I say, has there been a curse of suicide in your family? Oh, yes, I had an uncle that did it, and a grandfather, he shot himself. And, you know, we say, oh, Darren, I just hate to think of that. Well, let me tell you, when you're dealing with the mountains in a person's life, you don't leave any stone unturned.
That's right. You examine everything.
You've got to be honest and say, what's really going on here, Lord? If we're going to get out of the bondage that the devil has put in our lives and those stumbling blocks that he's put in our way, then we just got to be honest. Say, what are we dealing with here today? Well, what's on my plate, as they would say, or what's on the stage here?
Yes.
And you can't go away and say, well, everything's cool. Yeah, everything's cool. Everything's going to work out. Well, it hasn't worked out up to now.
Mm-hmm.
What makes you think it's going to work out from now on?
That's right.
So we got to pray, and I'll tell you, that's the wonderful privilege we have, the power of prayer in Jesus' name. We can attack these things and win.
That's right.
I like to win.
Praise God. One of my favorite scriptures and one of your favorite scriptures is in 2 Corinthians 2, and it talks about the mature Christian person. And in the 14th verse of 1 Corinthians 2, it talks about the natural man who does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for their foolishness to him. We don't want these things to be foolishness to you. We don't want you to just pass them by and ignore them and deny them, because they are real. And things always pop up in the Spirit first, so we have to go to the spiritual things first. And this natural man cannot understand the things of the Spirit because they're spiritually appraised. But he who is spiritual, and we're hoping that those of you who are listening are spiritual, you're desiring God more than anything else in your life, he appraises things, he investigates things, he examines things, he questions, he looks into. Darren, the spiritual man, he examines everything around him. He makes sure everything is on an even keel with God. That's the spiritual man. And he appraises all things, and when he does this, then he has the mind of Christ, because that very last verse of 1 Corinthians 2 says, I have the mind of Christ, and that's what we want for you today.
And you know, Barbara, and I love 1 Corinthians 2, and
yes.
I'm going to come back to that in a minute, but in John chapter 16, that's the Gospel of John, Jesus is speaking, and he says, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what is to come.
Mm.
Well, we've had him do that. We've had Holy Spirit warn us, and we were able to get ready, not with pantry full of food, not with, you know, a great big bank account, but we got ready with the thing that would make all those other things work, and that was faith,
yes.
A substance of faith. And I know he spoke to me, and he knew a crisis would be coming in my life, and he spoke to me about 6 weeks before, and I had a great urgency to start speaking and meditating and verbalizing scriptures on faith.
Mm-hmm.
So when the tidal wave hit,
mm-hmm.
I was spiritually ready. I was kind of in shock for 2 or 3 days, but I'll tell you, when the Holy Spirit brought peace into my life and he pushed away the shock, the panic,
mm-hmm.
he pushed that away, he pushed away the confusion. Then those scriptures that I had buried in my heart that he had had me speaking.
And what were those scriptures? What was one of those scriptures? The primary scripture, and that's where this lesson is coming from.
Well, the primary scripture was Mark 11:23 that says, truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the
hallelujah.
Sea.
Hallelujah.
And does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says is going to happen, it shall be granted him.
That's right.
Well, so I was speaking then to mountains, and I was saying to these mountains, rise up and be cast into the sea. That scripture was such a rhema voice to me. In other words, the Word of God was speaking to me alive, and it was personal, and it was inside of me. It was embedded in my heart. It was etched on the tablet of my heart. It was mine. It was mine. I had it, and it had me. Okay?
That's right.
So when I spoke to some of those mountains that came up, every time, in a few seconds, I had the absolute knowing. And folks, that's when you have faith and you do not doubt in your heart that what you say is going to happen. that mountain has been removed, and that is priceless.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things we want to teach you in this lesson today that you can have.
That's right. And don't you believe God gave us this word so that we could take it personally? I mean, this is a personal message from God to each one of us. And some of you are going through mountains in your life that Darren and I have never confronted. But know this, that Jesus was tempted at all points, as we all are. And he went through it. And on the cross, he went through it for you. So know this, that God is for you. He's going ahead of you, and he's giving you the answer. If you identify, I'll tell you, when you quoted that scripture from John 16, that the Spirit of truth will guide us into all truth. If you don't know what your mountain really is, if you're confronting several mountain ranges, as Darren was saying, the thing to do is sit down and say, Holy Spirit, give me the truth. You are the Spirit of truth. You live in me. I want the truth. What is causing this? What is making this happen in my life? Why are my prayers not getting answered? He will answer you. It says, ask and you
right.
shall receive.
Right.
Seek
Amen.
And you will find. Knock and the door will be opened unto you.
You know, I think about two flights. I love to fly, and I think about two flights. Both of them originated in Portland for some reason. And I don't know if it was the last day on the job for this guy or what, but we took off 30 minutes early.
Wow.
And
that's unusual.
And the pilot said, we have some time here that we've got to kill, he says. So he flew up the
Columbia River Gorge. Oh, that's gorgeous.
And pretty soon we were over the Tetons, and he circled over the Tetons, and you could look down and see these sharp mountains that just seemed to stick straight up.
Yes.
And so I got a good view of the Tetons. On another day, I took off, came out of Portland, and they didn't have a gate for us in Denver. So the pilot says, we need to kill a few minutes here. And he circled right over Estes Park, right over Rocky Mountain National Park.
Mm.
So I was able to look down on mountains. I'd never seen that view before.
Mm-hmm.
You could look down on Long's Peak and all the other mountains in the mountain range. You could see the mountain range and the individual mountains. And that was a real treasure to me because I love mountains.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, we need to have God tell us, how serious is this mountain? Can it be removed today?
Mm-hmm.
Lord, what do I need to do here? What do I need to prepare for? Because you're going to remove that mountain with words.
That's right.
With words. And you have to have a power. I look at it this way. God really has given us a tremendous, divine hookup. He has said, okay, you're joint heir with me. He tells us that in Romans chapter 8, verse 17. He says, you're joint heir with me. I've raised you up, Ephesians 2, 6. I've seated you right here with me in the heavenly places. So I believe we're seated next to Jesus. Jesus next to the Father, and Holy Spirit's there too. All right, and we can talk to God. We can talk to Holy Spirit. We can talk to Jesus. We can talk to the Father in Jesus' name. All of that is a privilege for us.
That's right.
Right?
Oh, praise
okay.
God.
Okay, now he can begin to tell us, here's what the real score is.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what it is. And Holy Spirit cannot lie. He cannot misrepresent anything. So when you
wonderful.
Ask Holy Spirit in Jesus' name, he will give you a truth report. Now, you need to make sure that you're not acting on a lie or a misrepresentation. Because a lot of times, Barbara, in this day and age, lies and misrepresentation come to us. If you act on that, assuming that it's truth, you're going to have wasted a lot of time. Maybe you end up hurting yourself or someone else.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to know, Lord, I need an intelligence report here, which a good battle plan would always include.
Mm-hmm.
I need an intelligence report here. Can this mountain be removed? Well, of course it can be. And when I say things like that to God, he takes me back to scriptures like Luke 1:37, where the angel said to Mary, there's nothing impossible with God. Nothing impossible for him. He'll take me back frequently to Mark 10:27 that says, with men it's impossible, Darren, but not with God, for all things are possible with God. You know, as I start speaking those scriptures, faith rises up and enablement, his power, authority, and ability is loosed in my life. And I know that I'm not overwhelmed.
That's right.
And
praise
I know that
God.
How, no matter how big that mountain looks, it can be handled.
It sure can.
And I don't have to wait for 25 years for time to take its process and somehow that thing go away. It is not a mystery, folks. God wants to walk with us, empower our hearts, empower our words, and that faith switch, which is your mouth, can be released. That you can turn that switch and watch God just do some phenomenal supernatural things in your life.
That's right.
I say that is good news.
Darren, some of the mountains in my life were caused by the way I perceived things. And I'm talking about the past because God is really helping me to overcome this melancholy personality I was born with. But I perceived things in such a self-conscious way, and I was defensive about everything. So everything that people would give to me or tell me or talk to me about, I would take personally. And if there was a little criticism or anything like that, I would choose to make it a huge mountain in my life. And so I